I'm going to talk this morning about overflow, but just lay your hands on your neighbor. And the word, the prophetic word we shared on Friday night was overflow. Overflow. So for each of you, we claim an overflow of finances. Overflow. So much that you will say, Lord, that's so much. And remember, the overflow is so that you can give away to others. Tell your neighbor, look him in the eye, say, overflow. That means running over. And healing. Overflow of healing. Whether it's arthritis or inflammation in your joints. How many of you have inflammation in your joints? Just lay hands on your neighbor wherever you see the inflammation. In the name of Jesus, we speak against that inflammation. Those watching us on the internet, we pray miracles and breakthroughs for each of you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Some of you will feel an immediate relief in your back, in your joints. By His stripes, we are healed. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We give you praise and thanksgiving. Now, you yourself, you may be seated. Please take note that I am sensing that He is breaking us loose. I shared a little bit. This is a wonderful prophetic season, but we got to catch it. That's why I had the little video of the Koreans, the presidents and leaders shaking hands. Hasn't happened for 60 years. It was something that desperately needed to happen 60 years ago. But it's happening. I'm going to recognize it. This is a prophetic moment. Then you catch the prophetic wave and say, yes, God is loosing something. I'm going to be part of it. And you be an agent of reconciliation, of redemption. And be a missionary. Invite, start inviting. There is a new surge. And I want people to catch it. I have a real scripture, if I can get to it, but I'm not going to take too long this morning, because we had an awesome banquet of worship for us that I so enjoyed. Amen? Give them a big clap again. Thank you, Michael, Jenna, all of you gang. Amen. So, I'm going to read. Let's get to the word quickly. I'm going to begin with Psalm 23. Say overflow. And we're going to get into, number one, get the revelation. Jesus is the overflow. We look at a situation and we wonder how the overflow can come. Look at Jesus. Jesus, one of the great names of Jesus I'm getting into for this season is Jesus, my overflow. Jesus, our overflow for the church. So we can do, each of us and our families need, and I want us to believe for overflow. Doesn't matter how much you have, you can use more so you can give away. We need to do more for evangelism. We need to do more. We have tools that are so awesome already that are available to us to proclaim Christ, to do a lot of. We have tremendously professionally made programs that we have done. More than 250. We need to translate them in several languages. And it's already done in Iranian language, in the Farsi language, in Arabic it's done. And so we want to do several other things just for us. So that as we are in the overflow, we, this winter, heated the homes of the most desperately poor. More than 100 families got heat all through the wintertime because we shown the need and we participated. We jumped in. We provided air conditioning for hundreds of families and the poorest Navajo reservation people. So We want more overflow so we can give away more. The church is supposed to be one of the primary giving away agents because we can do it with integrity. So we want to overflow. Say overflow. So here is the scripture. The word of God is alive. This is your promise. You personalize it, receive it, and then let's give it away. It says, a Psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Now realize that if you make a list of the enemies, individual and corporate, who wanted to destroy King David, you could fill an arena of those who wanted to destroy him, kill him, because of him personally or because of his position or his abilities. Because some nations were threatened by this. And some just wanted to conspire against him out of jealousy and envy, all other kinds of things. In the midst of it, the Lord, the King David is declaring, and this is by faith, this word belongs to us through Jesus Christ. Every promise of God is yours and mine. So you and I can declare, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I shall not lack for anything. Sorry, excuse my cough, but anyway. Say, I shall not lack. What's the reason? Because the Lord is your shepherd. It's not because you're out there floating around and you confess it, believe it, enter into it. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff to comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. So if you have forces that seem to be obstructing you, don't worry, God says, part of my job is to set a banqueting table in the presence of your enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runs over. Now these words are so rich. I'm going to focus just on my cup runs over. And then you finish. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me in all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Oh, it's so wonderful. You get overwhelmed. But this week I got the word overflow, that claim for all God's family, for every family, for every believer. Don't think these little things are going to have victory over you. You're going to be victorious of not only small things, but awesome great things. So over the last few months, we saw, that's why I put this whole little video of the Korean leaders getting across. There is something major happening. And so nothing is impossible with God. And your cup is overflowing. And part of it is, you are part of this equation. You got to exercise faith. God will not excuse any of you from exercising faith. Whatever faith you have, let it increase. That's why we come to church. Part of the thing that happens is, as you are on worship and praise, today we were, those who are strangers to this kind of worship, I would say, this is Davidic worship. This is how it was when the glory would come. People would fall down. Hundreds of priests were hit by the glory and would hit, poof. And you just flow and get the blessing. I remember many years ago, I was in Budapest, Hungary, and did a big, in the Colosseum. auditorium. This is the largest church in Europe. And I had a word. People driven by such depression and suicide. I mean, that they were thinking of suicide or had done something. And surprisingly, almost 1,500 came up. And I had not completed my sermon yet. And I was, what do I do? No time to lay hands on them or anything like that. And they just stood there. And I said, inside I was saying, Lord, how do you want me to pray? And I closed my eyes. And the moment I opened, all of them, approximately 1,500, were on the floor. No catchers, nothing. The glory, shush, swept over them and blessed them. So, anyway, how he's going to do it, don't figure it out. But awesome things are happening. And we declare the overflow over you. I declare and prophesy. Receive that and then overflow. Speak for the overflow over the church, over the ministry. And as you saw, how many nations came last week? 35. Wow. 35. Well, it made the nations. I remember Sister Ruth Eflin prophesying years ago. She had no idea of the great developments all around here. This was at the time where, and she said that this would be a field of dreams, remember, that this was going to be one of the major river places in the United States. So May 35 nations, that's wonderful. May 120 nations come and worship the Lord. So we don't want to limit in the same way in your own personal life. But my cup runs over. Say, my cup runs over. So I spoke a little. I want to say then that go a little, lay a groundwork, and then we'll go on further. Say overflow. So we concentrated. There is another word that's connected with it that the Lord gave us that I will hold in reserve. We'll talk about it some more later. But it's, you are following the Lord your shepherd, Jesus. He is our shepherd. Say, He is my shepherd. So that's a given. I'm following the Lord. Then He's protecting me. He's bringing me through any kind of challenge. He's giving me. I shall lack for nothing. So He's giving me perfect provision. And He's giving me the overflow. My cup runs over. So I told people on Friday, but I remember that over the years, I've traveled so many places and so many hungry people would come. So I would be usually praying all across the United States till about 1 o'clock. We would be praying at night. And then I would be fasting all day for the meeting and would get hungry afterwards. So around 1 o'clock in the morning, the elders of the churches, the leadership team would take me out to eat. But I remember I became a professional observer of Denny's. Or pancake houses, whatever was opening in the lake. And you would go in, and there would always be this, there would be a little saucer and a cup. And the cup would be turned upside down. When you came, and if you were ready to order, you would turn your cup right side up. And the waitress would come by, and usually she would have see? She is filling my cup now. Thank you. Wow. Is it decaf or calf? I'm just kidding. That's what you would say. I'm a decaf. I was caffeinated. And so, but see, the thing was, I had to turn my cup right side up so something could be poured in. So as the Lord wants to give you overflow by faith, you are turning your cup right side up so God can fill it. Don't keep it upside down and say, Lord, you're my supply, you're my... Hey, turn it up. It's happening now. And it happened. You saw it right now. All right? So, ask your neighbor, is your cup right side up? And by faith, pains, hurts, betrayals, whatever, has turned where you don't take time to say, hey, or have faith to turn it up. Well, nothing will happen. Nuh-uh. I'm expecting something to happen. That's part of the journey that Bonnie and I had. I mean, I was out of the blue, this family called me, both of us, Friday, and said our son is in intensive care. And they told us that a lot of this is private, so we won't talk details about it, but it was critical. And so, well, we're going to be watching, we're going to be lifting your son up. And it seemed very grim. We just got a text. Total miracle. Turn around. My cup overflows. So today I'm turning my cup right side up. Secondly, I don't know how many of you, but men have a habit. Men are habit creatures. Wives, you will have to, you understand. Like, I have one particular favorite cup, which I usually have tea in the mornings. But I want to have it in this one cup. Usually keep it washed. I myself wash it. So it's guaranteed it's going to be washed. But after a while, it could be nicked, it could be damaged. Well, in the old days, if your cup had been cracked, those vessels would be taken to a potter to have it repaired so you can use it. So if you've got a cup that's cracked, get it repaired. And your cup can get cracked that is going to contain the blessing by anger, unforgiveness, things like that, that keep you in a state where you cannot get, where whatever is poured in kind of leaks out. It's broken. So get it repaired. Release yourself from all the woundedness, anger. One of the other things that'll get you started, we have found that, is in whatever situation, start giving. Wherever you're at in this, if you can start giving in the smallest, if your situation is where, we are never saying go into debt, but start giving in whatever situation, and that'll start the journey. And as then get ready for the Lord to start pouring in your whole vessel, until it runs over. I want running over blessing so I can give them away. And this will lead us to, and I just want to mention this. So I want to pray for you in a moment. But in the context of of a church calendar. I like to, with multiple millions of people, believers, we stay on track. But some of the things that happen on the calendar, in the Hebrew calendar and on the church calendar. But we just celebrate a few weeks ago Easter and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as you look at his life, he stayed with his disciples for 40 days, and then 50 days after his resurrection, there is Pentecost. And on the day of Pentecost, there is a great outpouring. And in that, then, in a few days, in about 21 days, 22 days, whatever it is, we're going to have the season of Pentecost. So I want to lay a groundwork in the context of the overflow. Say overflow. And in that, then, Jesus is telling us in the Gospel of John, chapter 7, it says, now, it says in the last day, verse 37, John 7, 37, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. He that believes on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow. Say flow. We're talking about the overflow. Rivers of living water. All right? So again, that's the overflow. It's not, I'm going to give you a little trickle of water or a few drops. No, it's an overflow. Out of you shall flow rivers of living water. So this is, again, we are coming into a fresh season. Prepare your heart, prepare your home, prepare your finances to get the overflow. All right? So it's in the Old Testament, in the New Testament. There is a scripture that I really liked in that talks about the overflow and the process by which you get ready for the overflow. And it's, see the context, it's fun to look at it, and I'll let you go in a moment and pray for you. Elisha is here. He has been asked. So it's important that you recognize the gifts among us. And so Elijah the prophet, they ask his help. He comes into a situation where the enemy is about to defeat the people of the covenant, the people, Israelites. Now, verse 15 says, 2 Kings 3, chapter 3, verse 15, but now bring me a minstrel. And it came to pass when the minstrel played that the hand of the Lord came upon him. Realize, one of the ways by which you can release the hand of the Lord is to get in the right kind of worship. See, Elisha could not get into the presence without anointed music. So, he is, so I need to prophesy. I need to get into that atmosphere of the presence of the Lord. So some aspect of you is hungry. As you get, you want a breakthrough, get in the atmosphere. Get in the presence. To get the breakthrough, you need to get in the presence. One of that avenue is worship and praise. Realize that Elisha could not have done it without the presence of the minstrel. That was important. So minstrels, all of you people involved in worship, and in some ways, we all are. In your own home, start singing, worshiping. And in that context, then, Elisha says, thus said the Lord, make this valley full of ditches. For thus said the Lord, you shall not see wind, neither shall you see rain. Yet that valley shall be filled with water, that you may drink, both ye and your cattle and your beasts. That's number one. Everyone will have an overflow. Not only you, your families, but even your cattle and all, your camels, sheep, everybody. And thus, this is but a light thing in the sight of the Lord. He will deliver the Moabites out of, also into your hand. So you'll also, in the overflow takes care of your enemies. Don't think you have to do battle against the enemies. It's the overflow that gets takes care of the enemies. So what do? Dig ditches, it says. And, hey, we look for too many different things. Sometimes as we mature in faith, you're going to have to dig the ditch without any kind of confirmation. Hey, he says, you shall not have wind. You will not see rain. Suddenly, this whole valley is going to be filled with water. So you just prepare your heart. Worship the Lord. Praise. And dig ditches. The Lord will fill it. Get your heart ready for the overflow. Because it's coming. And it's going to be so much, you're going to be full. Your children are going to be full. Even your dogs and cats. And if so, I don't know how many of you have a camel in your backyard. But they'll also be well fed and have plenty of water. But get, you are in the season over the overflow. Okay, season of overflow. Thank you, Father. Raise your hands. Father, for every believer, we prophesy the overflow. Jesus, you are the overflow. The Lord is my shepherd, and my cup runneth over. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Stand up for a moment. Praise God. Tell your neighbor, I'm ready for the overflow. Tell your other neighbor, dig the ditches. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. I'm in the overflow. We are in the overflow. Jesus, you are our overflowing shepherd. And the Lord is our shepherd. We shall lack for nothing. Me and my children, we in the church, we are in the overflow. I want the healing team to come up here. And remember, beautiful stories, even this recent last few days. This young man got a turnaround. Even in the night and in the morning, the doctors just came in and said, wow. Wow, wow, wow.